We have three Tosfos in and Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. At Sheyifreit Lecho Akosov Yachtov. We had a Machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashiyem when the Posik says a Loshen, for example, like Isha Sheyekalol Es Oviv Ve'es Imoy, doesn't mean both together, and that's Svaras Rabbi Yashiyem. And Rabbi Yonasan said, no, even though it doesn't say oi, it says avov hachibur, it also can mean either one. And Rabbi Yonasan said, the only time we say it means both, if it says yachtov, at sheyifreit lecho akosov yachtov, then from yachtov we know that it means both. Vim toima, ul'Rabbi Yashiya, Sotos understood, that fakert, that is the raya of Rabbi Yonasan, that normally I assume that it means either one, unless it says yachtav, then it means both together. Vim toima l'Rabbi Yashiya, amai ksiv kro yachtav b'loi sachrish, loi sachrish shor b'chamer yachtav, why is it necessary for the yachtav? According to Rabbi Yashiya, loi sachrish b'shor b'chamer means both together, without the yachtov. Yeshleima de itzterech, the hava mina de osor, af al pi she'enom kshurim. That means with both together, but one is not kosher to the other. So it has to tell us yachtov that the shor v'chamor are kosher zeim ze. V'chein gabi levishas keloyim, it says semer upishtim yachtov, Iloiksiv Yachtov, if it would not say Yachtov, Hava Mine Dafu Malbushim, if a person will put on two Malbushim, Echot Shel Tzema, Ve'echot Shel Pishtim, La'yilbosh, that's true, one is, according to Rabbi Yashiya, it says, Tzema Le'isuba Shatnes, Tzema Le'pishtim Yachtov, so without the Yachtov, I would say one is not permitted to put on two malbushim, tema upishtim, but without, and I would think this is also, even though there's no chibur between one malbush and the other malbush, afu pishenim tvurim yachal. The miyachtov darshinon, from the word yachtov we darshin, the teikiv tchifa achas ein chibur, you need a chibur gomo to tchifes, in order that it should be considered shatnes. So fakir, so the yachtov is coming to tell us not that both together is not sufficient, you need a chibur of shtei tchifes. Is memele, if that is the time of yachtov, so memele, Rabbi Yonasan does not have any raya from yachtov, that without the yachtov it would mean one alone. Because you need the yachtov to tell us that there has to be a chibur. Loi mishum de porat akosav yachtov bahani dorish. The reason of Rabbi Yonasan is not because here it says yachtov, so you see all over either one is sufficient, because the yachtov has to say to tell us we need a chibur. The itzterich ke de perashti. We need the yachtov to tell us that you need a chibur. Rabbi Yonasan Misvara de Nafshe holds that if it says with avov achibo does not necessarily mean both together. It could mean both together. It could also mean either one separately. Lahochi loikama kederech sheporet lecho hakosel biklay. I mean, if the svore of Rabbi Yonasan is that only yachtov tells them to be together, then it would say kederech shepot v'chakos v'bekloy. Then that would be a raya that only when the Torah said v'feresh yachtov, then it means together. Doesn't say that. It just says it means each one separately, unless it says yachtov. Yachtov then. Then Yachtov comes to tell us you need both together and with a chibur. Kedamrinan, we have a similar lashon kederech beperek kosha, kederech sheport lo hakosu benevela. There we want to learn out that leisaycho means isarano, and it's also bano, unless the Torah will tell us it's mutabano, kederech sheport lo hakosu benevela. Yeah. So the Gemara wanted to say that I would think that oisai ve'es benoi is dafke the aim, similar to shiluach hakap. Mak shechayiv ve'aim alabonim b'nekeves v'loi b'schor. Just like by aim alabonim, it's nekeves v'loi zecharim, so hu adin by oisai ve'es benoi. So how does the Gemara know that Eim Alabonim is over there, it's Dafke the Eim? So Taisha says, the Eim Dekra Mashmalei Dafke, V'loi Mishum, not the way Rashi says, She'uch Aliyeis Revet says. That's not the reason. There's another, because there could be, it's Lav Dafke. No, Midachsi, Shaleach Teshalach Es Ha'Eim. Avalei lemichtav shaleich tishalchen no. You should send her away, kivin dechsiv kvalei sikach ha'eim alabonim. So, till then, I would say that it's diber hakosuv b'hoive. The pasuk speaks about the aim, who adin the av. But the raya, the pashiluach hakan, it's dafke the aim, is from the yitor haloshin, because it should have said, "Loisika chayim alabonim shalech tishalchenu." Kach mashmalei dafke, but since the Torah repeated her aim, so that comes with the yuki dafke the aim, and not the av. The Gemara, then the Gemara brings a second svarim, according to the Rabbonon, that the Issa of Oisai Vez Benoi is only speaking about the mother and the child, because it says, Benoi, Misha Benoi Koruch Achav. So, the Benoi is a lotion that it's Nikel, that this is a child of the parent. And by Vlodis of Behemoth, the only way it is Nikir is we see that the child is Koruch Achei Imoi. The Imtaima, so Avokoponim, I have a limud now that teaches us that by Oisai Ves Benoi, even though Oisai Ves Benoi is more Chomo than Shiluach Hakam, Oisei v'benoi, esbes benoi, is noig b'im b'mezuman, b'im shaloi b'mezuman, af al p'kei, there's only noig b'imoi, because it says benoi, v'im teime im kein, lomali d'miyata k'ro gabi shiluach hakam. Taisvis l'shitosai, according to the previous Taisvis, Taisvis had said that the reason we know that by shiluach hakam, the aloch is dafke the aim and not the ob also, because there's a yitter, it should have said, shalach te shalchen no, say shalach te shalach esa aim, so we learn dafke the aim and not the ab. So Taisus asks, lomali de miyata kol gabi shiluach hakam, neilef kalvochayme mi oisev es benoi, let's learn how to kalvochayme from oisev es benoi. By Oisev as Benoi, I know from the word Benoi that it means Shekoruch Achav. Mi Shebenoi Koruch Achav means the aim. And Oisev as Benoi is more chomer than Shiluach Hakam, because Oisev as Benoi is Noig Afilu B'mezumen. So let's make a Kal V'chema. Madach Oisev as Benoi is only Noig by the aim. Is Avad the Gevis Shiluach Hakam is also only knowing by the aim, and Taislu Shitosai, there's an extra two words, Shalech Shalach Es Haim, to tell us by Shiluach HaKav that's only known by the end. Why do I need this? I can learn it out. HaKav V'chayma from Oisev Es Benoit. V'yeshloima V'ilav D'chazinim B'Shiluach HaKav the aim dafke. If it wouldn't have said by Shiluach HaKav the aim dafke, I have D'Shinim B'Oisev Es Benoit Shebenoit Koruch Achav. That means I wouldn't say such a thing. And the Yisra Baruch explains, I wouldn't say that it means Dafke the aim, because it says Oisai Yaloshin Zocher. So that means that the Loshin Zocher of Oisai would convince me that it's Noig by both. But since I see that by Shiluach HaKam, it's only Noig by the aim, so then I say that, then I darshim b'noi korach achav to tell me also that it's only knowing by the aim, and I'm not nispoil from the loshen zocher of oisai. Ulechananye, according to Chananye, siv oisai uchsiv b'noi. Chananye is nispoil from the loshen zocher, so Chananye says that. I have two giluyim to tell us how Oisiv Es Benoit is Noig. I have Benoit, Koruch Achav, and I have Oisai, Eloshin Zocher. So this is telling us that Oisiv Es Benoit is Noig, main side with the aim and side with the yov. Vim Taima, Paktaisvis, Velishtoik, Me Oisai, or Me Benoit, Velishtoik Ben. It would seem Benoi is means Koruch Achav, which means the aim. So since the Posik is Mashmed Dafke the aim, so it says Oisai to tell us who Adin the Av. So Tosfos asks, it shouldn't say the Oisai, it shouldn't say Benoi. So Memela, I'll have a Parva Loshen, which would be Meiri, you shouldn't shecht a parent and the child, and I would, and without any haychoches, I will assume that it goes on both. V'yeshloima deloima dechsiv es benoiv lechsiv ben kadorish, ala ben amimashme dekoruch achav. That ben also means koruch achav, so memelem, so that is why it has to say Oisai, to counteract the mashmois of Ben. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So we had here a machlokes between Chananya and the Chachamim. If Oisai was Benoi is Noyig by the Ov also, Chananya holds it is Noig, and Chananya holds that Choshishin Lezera Ha'ov. Chachamim hold that Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'ov, and it's only Noig by the Ein. Omar Ravune Barchia Omar Shmuel, Hilchese Kechananya. We paskin like Chananya, and Choshishin Lezera Ha'ov. So now the Gemara says, "Va'ozdo Shmuel l'taimei." Shmuel goes l'shitosei, that he paskened like Chananya. The Snan we learned in a Mishneh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Haneilodim minasus." If you have a parrot, which is a mule, that comes from a chamoiranasus. So, haneilodim min hasus. If you have a peret that comes from a susio, af al pi sha'aviyem chamoyer, even though the father is a chamoyer, mutorim zeboze. The mutor zeboze, that means, we'll, as the sugya progresses, we'll see what Rabbi Yehuda is telling us. But he's telling us that you have a pered and a preda, that both of them, the aim was a susye and the av was a chamoyer, is matarim zebezet. So we'll see, So he forgets what the chiddush is. Avol neilodim minachamoyer. But if you have, let's say, a preda that was born from a chamoyro, im aneilodim minasus, and you have a pere that was born minasus. So now, ve'etzem is azoy. If you would hold choshishin lezera ha'av, so it's irrelevant who the mother was. That means if you hold choshish in lezera ha'av, so this is a animal that comes from a breed of a chamor and a sus. So what's the chilek if it's the mother was a sus, the father was a sus? It's irrelevant. We see Rabbi Yehuda holds, or at least he's mesupik, that ain't choshish in lezera ha'av. So therefore, he said, "Aneilodim minachamoyer, im aneilodim minasus." If you have one preda, let's say that was noiled from a chamoyer, and you have a pere that was noiled minasus. So let us, and if you hold in choshish in lezera ha'av, so it comes out that this preda is a chamoyer, this pere is asus, asurim. Va'omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, zu divrei Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yehuda's opinion. The Omar ein choshish in lezera ha'av. So memele, if you have a preda that came from a susie, and a pered that came from a chamoira, so you can't be marbi ezel ze, because the two meanim, za chamoir al asus. Avol chachomim oimrim, kol minei predois achas hain. But the chachomim hold, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant if you have a preda, one preda comes from a susia, one comes from a chamoira. It's irrelevant to the same mean, because both come from a mixture of a chamoira and a sus. So memele, you can be marbi ezel ze. Man chachomim. So who are the chachomim? Chananyu damachoshishin lezera ha'av. That the whole that we reckon with the zera of. Vahai bar susye v'chamro. And therefore, if you have a peret or a preda that comes from a susye v'chamro. Vahai bar chamro v'susye. Kulu chodamininu, so it's the same mean. It's a mean of a combination of a sus and a chamoyer. It's irrelevant from which side the sus comes and which side the chamoyer comes from. So it's mutas, you're allowed to be marbia ze al ze. So now we see from Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that this is Divrei Rav Yehuda, Avol Chachomim Oimrim. So we see that the Das HaChilek, Shmuel says, is the Chachomim. So we see we paskin like Chananya. So that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Huna Bachim Shmuel Hilchus Kechananya, Vaz the Shmuel, the Taimei Shmuel, Taka we see from this other Memra of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that he paskins like Chananya, that choshishin lezera ha'av. Let us see Rashi. Ba'ozdo Shmuel letamei, the islei choshishin bebehemois lezera ha'av. That by behemois v'chayis lezera ha'av. Anilodim minasus nikeva. Af al pi shaviyem chamoir mutorim. So the first Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have a peret zocho ben sus nekeva, im preda nekeva basus nekeva, that's the first halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. So the muta v'loy amrinon. So this is also a chiddush. Osi tzatzus umishtamesh b'tzat chamor, she tzatzus v'chamor yesh b'shnei. So Rashi is saying now, we'll see later this atzad, that Rabbi Yehuda also holds misafik choishishin lezera. There's such a possibility. He doesn't know. Maybe choishish, maybe ain't choishish. But so Rashi says, afilu we will assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds that choishishin lezera is also telling us a chiddush that a pered ben susya is mutter with a preide basusya, because there'd be a svara to say that that each one has in itself a partial sus and a partial chamor, and if you mabia them, so you mabia the sus and the chamor. So that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. I don't say that. Laholay chayshino, you're not chayish for this. If Rabbi Yehuda is choishish in lezera of, shneim shovim, they're both the same mean, and Rashi later explains, there's no tuts dodim. A child that is born from a chamer and a susye is an entity bifnei atzmai that has in itself characteristics of a sus, characteristics of a chamer, but there's no tuts dodim. La'alai cheshinan, mimanevshech, ichoishishin lezera ha'ov, shneim shovim, so they're both the same. Shebishneim yesh tzatzus v'chamer, but it is an entity bifnei atzmai. So, if Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lezera ha'ov, afal pikein, a peret ben sus is mutter an a preide basusye. V'yi ein choishishin, if Rabbi Yehuda holds ein choishishin, so then it's zicher asus, it's mamish asus, it's haikula min sus, so it's poshit, so the peret ben sus is mutter with a preide bas sus. Avo, so that's the first halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. The second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is avo preidim aneilodim min asus nikeve asurim im preidim aneilodim min achamir nikeve. Why? The shemo ein choishishin lezera. Maybe you're not chayish lezera. That is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Al kaponim, we see Rabbi Yehuda at least is mesupik, maybe ein choishish in lezera. So therefore, a zera, that is the ben susia with the zera bas chamoiro are a mamish tuminim. It's a sus with a chamoir. Then, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul said, Zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, Ein choishishin, leficha chasure, or Shema ein choishishin, leficha chasure. Avo chachomim oimrim, but the chachomim hold, kulam mutorim, shebishneim yesh beis dodem, the chachomim hold, that, apreide, Basusi is mutter with a peret ben chamoira, because shebishneim yesh beis todim. Each one of them have a mixture of chamoir and sus in them. And it's irrelevant if it comes from the aim or from the of. Umidekori shmul achananya beloshen chachomim, shma mino asvira lei dehilchese kechananya. So we see that he holds Hilchus a Kechananya. Zok the Gemara weiter. Iboyi lohu. Now the Gemara wants to clarify, to understand what is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that is matter a pered im a preide if they're both of them originate from a susya. And he asks a pered in a preide if one originates from a susya and one originates from a chamoira. Iboyu Rab Yehuda the Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. Now Iboyu lo Mifshet Pshitalei. Is it Poshet Rab Yehuda the Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av? So Mamela, and that is why a Preide Bas Susya is also with a Pered Ben Chamoira. Because Ein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. So this is a chamoir albo alasus. Oidilme svuki misafkele. Maybe he's misupik. Maybe ein chayshishin lizegaav. So therefore it'll be yosa. But could be chayshishin. He doesn't know. So therefore he asks a zera susye mezera. Chamoira. But could be his misupik. So the Gemara says, Lamai nafkemino. What'll be the nafkemine? Lamishrei pri im ha'em. If the child will be mutter with the mean that the mother is. That means you have a chamoira bo arsusye. And you have now a peret. Is this pered mutter with the mean ha'im? Iyamrit mivshet pshitalei, if you'll say that Rabbi Yudis poshet that ain choishishin lezera ha'av. So memele, so the pri, the child, is asus. The mother is asusia and the father, and the vlad is asus, and it's irrelevant what the father was. So if it's mivshep shitalei that ein choishishin lezera ha'av is pri im ha'em shori. So then the child will be mutter with the mean of the mother. V'i amret svuki misafkelei, but if you'll say that Rabbi Yehuda's misupik may be choishishin, may be ein choishishin, he doesn't know, is pri im ha'im also. So then, if you have a chamoir abo al asusye, if you have a chamoir abo al asusye, so then pri im ha'im is also, then the pri im ha'im will be also. Let us see Rashi, Mipshet Pshitalei, is it Poshet Rabbi Yehuda that ain Choshishin, Misham Hochi Yosa, a Svuki Misavkelei, or his Mesupik, maybe ain Choshishin, Misham Hochi Yosa. Nafke Mino, Le Mishrei, Pri Im Haim. So the Nafke Mino will be if the child will be mutter with the mean ha'im. Pered ben sus nekeva, laharbiya al sus nekeva. And the nafkamin will be, that'll be the nafkamin. If he holds ein choshishin, so a pered ben sus nekeva is mutter in a sus, because it's also a sus. He's mesupik. But if he's mesupik, maybe he's this, maybe ain't choshishin, but maybe choshishin. So then a pered ben sus nekeva will be also nasus. Pri imeim also mishum dilma choshishin. That's the shaila of the Gemara. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Let us go back to the Gemara. Toshma. We have a memre, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Haneilodim Min Hasus. This was the first memre of Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Haneilodim Min Hasus. That means you had a chamoir abo al asusya. And there was one preida, there was one peret. Is afal pi shaviyem chamoir, mutoim zebo ze. So the mutter, that was the first memory of Rabbi Yehuda. Eichidomit. Ilaime davu edahai chamoyer. Vavu edahai chamoyer. So I have here a peret that has parents achamoy rabol asusye. I have a preido that has parents achamoy rabol asusye. It's richolam eima. So you need Rabbi Yehuda to tell us that the mutas mamish the same me. El olav. L'chayre, this is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Davu edahai sus. He's talking about that one of them, both parents were susim. Vavua dahai chamoy. That's what's in the lotion from Rabbi Yehuda. Kol an eilodim minasus. That means if both were neilod minasus. So then the din is afo pish aviyim chamoy means that the avi of one of them was a chamoy. But both have a common denominator, they come from a susye. The mutter zebozeh. So then, we'll see that he holds bevade in choshesh in lezera. That's the Gemara's kash. Ilaim edavua dahai chamoyer, vavua dahai chamoyer. And both come from a susye. Tzricha lameima. So Yudah is coming to tell us that one is mut on the other. Pashteizach, they're both mamish the same me. El olav, mistome pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is, davue dahai sus, vavue dahai chamoy. That means, but as long, uketonim utom zayim ze. But he's saying, as long as the mother is a susye, it is irrelevant, even one is a father of a chamoy, it's also mut as ebeze, because ein chayshishin lezera, Alma mivsha pshitalei, but ein choshesh in lezera. And that is the chiddush of the first bava of Rabbi Yud. He's not misupik. He holds poshet ein choshesh in lezera. So the Gemara says, loy, it's no raya. Lo oilam davue dahai chamer, vavue dahai chamer. No. It's speaking about that Yeva Pered and Apreide, both of them, the father was a chamer, and the mother was a susye. But the Ka'amret, Tzricha Lameimah, says, yes, so what's the Chiddush? So he says, there is a Chiddush. Mahu de Taime, I would say that this should also be also, because Lameise, the Pered has him himself a tzad sus and a tzad chamer. The Preide has in herself a tzad sus and a tzad chamer. Mao de taima osi tzad sus mishtamish be tzad chamer. That's also called a harbo. That's also called a bos klai. Be tzad chamer mishtamish be tzad sus is kamash melon. No, this is mutter. Let us see Rashi. El alav davur dahai sus vavur dahai chamer vachikam Rabbi Yehuda da mabim sus gomor al peret ben susya umay sheviyem umay sheviyen chamer ovim shal peret gomor. Loi loi lamei meloch svuki misafkalei. Mishimochi ani lodi min asus min achamoyer. Mutorim ze beze kede frishis la el mimon avshech. If you hold ein chayshishin is ein chayshishin, if chayshishin is also not gefelch. Hai, what's the chiddush? Ma de teima osi tzatzutz, ma de teima litzuru ani lodi min asus. I mean, a chamer nami zeim ze, mishum de dume chayshinu lezera hov, v'osi tzatzus, umishtamish bitzat chamer, kamash molo, doho lo yamrine. So trashe amur de kelom de she'en kan tzat sus meyuchid, bitzat chamer meyuchid. Snapshot is that in the vlad, you have a tzat sus and a tzat chamer. Hilkach ein maskirin kan stodim. There's no two stodim. Dove mevalbel zarei. That means if you have a child that was born from breeding a chamoyer with a susye, it's not. It's a tzad, sus and a tzad. Dove mevalbel zarei. The zera of the parents become this balbo. Umina ba'peinam shehu demikri. It's a new mean. It's a new mean. V'hu mean bifnei atzmoi. It's a new mean. Me'ein sus v'chamoyer. It's me'ein sus v'chamoyer. It's a mean miyuchid. Me'ein sus v'chamoyer. So me'mele, so therefore there's no problem to be marbiya one on the other, because this is two the same meaning. And God is a very interesting Rabbeinu Tam in Masechtas Makis, and Tam says Pshat Amandiyoma there, that there's one Mandiyoma that says you're not allowed to be marbiya psulei mikdoshim al psulei mikdoshim. You're not allowed to be marbiya. So the Rabbeinu Tam says Amur de Kizach, because the Pasuk says, Psulei Magdoshim Akitzvi Vecha Ayol. So each one is a Tzvi and an Ayol. The Pasuk says, Kitzvi Vecha Ayol. So Memele, so you're not allowed to be maybe a one Psulei Magdoshim and the other Psulei Magdoshim, because the Tzad Tzvi will be Mishtamish with the Tzad Ayol. So there, Take, the Posik said it's Take a Tzvi and an Ayol. It's not a mean bifnei atzmoi. The Torah says it's a Tzvi and an Ayol. That's what comes a Medik in Chedushim. You're not allowed to be Chayrish, Chayrish of Psul Mekdoshim, so you're Chayrish Bekloim. It's a Tzvi and an Ayol. There, the Posik says like that. It's a Tzvi Vayol. But here, if the whole two minim comes about because of the metzias, because of the metzias, it came out from two minim, but the child is mizbalbo zare, Rashi says. It's not, it doesn't have a half of this and a half of this. It's one, it's a new mean that is, and what has in itself characteristics of a sus v'chamer. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. But could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda is mesupik. Could be he's mesupik. Maybe chayshishin. Maybe chayshishin lezera. You can't know what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Mal de taimi osi tzatzus amishtamish kamash malom. Zaktoisves loidomi lechetze evet bechetze ben chayrin. Zaktoisves, the din is, achetze evet bechetze ben chayrin. Ta osar bechetze shifra bechetze bas chayrin. David Hake says, mishum da osi tzat avdus amishamish bitzat chayris. There, it's take like that. There, it's take. That it's a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chayrim. The stake chetzi. Half is a shivcha and half is a bas chayrim. And there is a problem. The hochi kloim omar rachmone. But over here, the iser is abos kloim. Davke trei mini. Two minim is also. V'chol preides aboim misus v'chamor minechatu. It's one min. The Chayyot Tais means to say, like Rashi, it is one mean. And, so you're not Markiv Kloim, both are the same mean. Bekitza, we do not know what Rabbi Yehuda holds. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that, Vadai ain Chayshish in Lazarov, or maybe ain Chayshish in Lazarov. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Preido Shetovo, is a Preido that was Teveya, that there should be Marbiya Leo, Ezocho. Ein Marbiyan Oleho Loisus, V'loi chamoir, elo mina, can only be marbiya the mean. Vi amrit mifshet pshitalei, so locher de ivre is as follows. He says this apreda shetovo. Samela the apreda steveya zocho. So he cannot be mabia loisus, not a pure sus, loi chamer, not a pure chamer, elomino, only a parrot. You can only take a parrot and be mabia. The amrit mifshet pshitalei, if you will say that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein choishish in lezera ha'av, lerabeya alomino de ima. So let's be marabeya, the minadima. That means, if you hold ein choshish in lezera ha'av, so let's say the mother was a susye, so take a sus. Why did he say, you can only be marbiya a pered anha, you can't be marbiya a sus. If you hold ein choshish in lezera ha'av, so let's take a sus. And he says, you can't take a sus, only a pered. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda is mesupik. Maybe ain choshish in lezera, but maybe choshish in lezera. So therefore, choshish in lezera. Therefore, you can't take a sus, even though the mother was a susya. Yeah. So the Gemara says, the lo yadinan mina de'ima. No, I have a problem over here. It's speaking about that I have a parent. One parent was a chamer, one parent was a sus. I don't know what the mother was. Could be Rabbi Yehuda and Choshishin Lezera. So if I would know the mother was a sus here, I could go and take a sus. But we're speaking about that I don't know who the mother was. I don't know who the mother was. There's never yichus brik. So memele, so I can't take a sus. Maybe the mother was a chamero. Can't take a chamero. Maybe the mother was a susia. The lo yedine mina deim no mainiu. Frag the gemore. The elo mina ktoni. It says further mina. Let's see what Rashi says. Elomino peret. It's only mutter a peret. Elomino ktoni. Vi lo yadinon. I basusye. Vi bas chamoire. If you'll say it's speaking about. You're telling me he holds ein choshish in lezerahov. He holds ein choshish lezerahov. So theoretically, would be mutter with a sus or with a chamoyer, if I know what the mother was. But I don't know what the mother was. So if I don't know what the mother was, so how could you be mabia peret? If you don't know what the mother was, and he holds ein choshish in lezera of, so how can you take a peret? I have over here a preda that we hold ein choshish in lezera. So this preda is either a chamoyer, or a sus. I can't be mabia a sus or a chamoyer on her because I don't know what she is. So what do? You take a parrot. You take a parrot. So how can you take a parrot? You don't know the parrot. How can you take a parrot? The parrot is, if I don't know who the mother of this parrot is, so how can you take a parrot? I'm still in a dilemma. Let us see Rashi. V'iloyadinon ivasusye v'ibas chamoyro my pered marbinen alo. So what pered will you be marbin? Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hanoilodim min asusye asurim benoilodim min achamoyro." Yeah. So if that's pshat, you tongue me it's been loyadinon. So the Gemara says, no, pshat is ein ma'abin aleha loy min sus, ve loy min chamer. You're not ma'abin a min sus, it could be yolds, ein choshish lezera. And we're speaking about, we don't know who the mother is, ein ma'abin aleha loy min sus, ve loy min chamer, lefi she'ein yoydin b'mino. So that means, so that what it says, that what it says, elamina, that means, unless you'll know what the mean is. In a chanam, you can't be mabius a perad either. So Rashi says, loy min sus, loy sus gomu, loy perad ben sus ye. Elamina, kloima, achivoda lacho, me eze minu. So bekitzer, we have over here, that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Could be Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bevade and Choshish and Lezera ha'ov. You're not Choshish Lezera ha'ov. So Bekitzer, so theoretically, if you would know who the mother is, you could be Marbia, the mean of the mother. But since I don't know who the mother is, so Mamela, I can't be Mabia anyone on her. Frag the Gemara, if that's the case, the live like Bisimonim, there are simonim that will be Megala to us who the mother was. The Omar Abaye said, Ovi Koli, if you have a mule, you have a parrot, so you have to see the voice of the parrot. Ovi kolei bachamre. Then the mother was, here's a thick voice. So you have to know the mother was a chamer. Tzonif kolei, if it neighs like a horse, bar susye. Then you have to know the mother was a sus. V'omar av pope, rav revon udne, it has long ears. V'zutra gnuf sein, has a short tail. Achamre, then the mother is achamre. Zutren udnei, if it has short ears, verabe genuf sein, a long tail. Bar susye. So memele, how can you make this akimte that Rav Yehudi is saying, b'emesin Rav Yehudol's bevade in choishish in lezera. And the reason I have a problem over here, I can't be Mabi Asus or Achamer is because the reason can be Mabi Asus or Achamer because I don't know who the mother was. He says he can easily find out who the mother is. There are simonim that one can tell who the mother was. Can tell if it's a thick voice, if it has long ears, so the mother was Achamer. So the Gemara says, Oche b'may askinen, Be'ilemes v'gidemes. We're speaking about a chamer that is an ilemes. She can't talk. It's a male, I don't know what kind of voice. V'gidemes, and the ears and tail is cut off. So I don't know. So that's the case. That's the akimte. Ba chamre imay hoysa chamera. Snip tzolo. So it neis v'hulosh and tzakas asus. Gnuftei, snovoi, gidemes, mizonov, a miyaz naim, it doesn't have yet. Mai havi yalo. So the Gemara says, so bekitza, so we didn't prove anything. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold bevadein choshishin lezerov? Or misofik e choshishin lezerov? Toshma, to Omar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, Hakel Moidim, Befri Im Ha'em, that a child with the mean of the mother, Sha'osa, Hakel Moidim is a filler of Yehuda's Moidim. Shma Mino, Svuki Misafkele, that means it's not, Beteres Va'if Yehol Bevadin Choshin Serov, so then the Pri would be Mutter with the mean name. And if he says, Hakol Moidim, Shma Mino, Misvuki, Misafkele, Shma Mino.